So good to see you all here today, especially this evening after maybe a long day at school and work, to gather to give praise to God as we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. We believe that by a special favor of God, she was conceived and born free of all sin, even original sin. Now, what's so beautiful about this is how it all fits into the scheme of salvation history. Notice our first passage comes from Genesis. So Almighty God had made Adam and Eve in His image and likeness. He set them in paradise. They had no worries about food, clothing, shelter. Everything they wanted, they had. Except they were not allowed to eat of the forbidden fruit. But they did. They fell prey to that temptation of the devil. They wanted to be God, to do their own will, not God's will. The fruit was good to the eyes and the senses, so they committed that sin. Think of that sin. It caused this estrangement in the relationships, not only between them and God, but with each other, with all of creation. It's always brings a smile to my face when I hear God say to them, "Well, where are you?" Well, God knows where they are, but spiritually, they've distanced themselves. They're hiding. They feel shame. And then God says to them, "Well, why did you do this, Adam?" And what does Adam say? "Well, the woman you put here with me, she made me do it." So blame you, God, blame woman, but don't blame myself. And then God asks Eve, "Well, why did you do it?" "Well, a serpent made me do it." And we could go on from there. A fracture in all the right relationships between God, His creation, Adam and Eve, even among themselves, even within themselves. Because what happens next in Genesis? Cain kills his brother Abel because he's jealous. And then there's Noah's ark. And we read one of the saddest verses of Scripture where it says, God regretted His creation and decided to flood the world, saving Noah and the animals and the family members. Well, my brothers and sisters, we could go on from there. But we see how this original sin continued to grow and was enacted upon things like the murder, adultery, and so on. So that by the time we come, even though God has made a covenant with Abraham, He renewed that covenant with Moses, gave the commandments, the right law to follow, sin continues. This sin alienates mankind from God. It's like this huge chasm. Well, how does one solve the problem? How does one bridge the chasm? Well, it's going to take an act of God, only He could do it, but it takes an act of man, because man committed